AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The lineup is changing for the next Republican presidential debate.
The Fox Business Network has dealt a blow to the campaigns of Governor Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee by bumping them to the earlier debate as they struggle to gain momentum in the early primary states. And because their support level is based at less than 1%, Senator Lindsey Graham and George Pataki will not appear in either debate.
The AP's Jackie Quinn. Dutch carrier KLM has instructed its passengers leaving from Cairo, Egypt, that they could only take hand luggage on board the plane that left today for Amsterdam. It follows a similar announcement from Britain, whose tourists were allowed to only take carry-on luggage as they started leaving Sharm el-Sheikh. That Russian jetliner that crashed Saturday had taken off from that resort city. President Obama was asked by KIRO Radio whether he thinks a bomb took that plane down.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board. We're taking that very seriously.
A lawyer for Douglas Hughes says the Florida mail carrier has agreed to plead guilty to a felony for landing a gyrocopter outside the U.S. Capitol earlier this year. That charge carries a potential of 3 years in prison. The Labor Department releases unemployment numbers this morning as we hear from the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Today's report is the first of two that Fed policymakers will have available when they decide next month whether to raise interest rates for the first time in almost 10 years. The last two jobs reports were weak, and today's will show whether things are improving. The expectation is that about 182,000 jobs were created, with the jobless rate holding firm at 5.1%, or perhaps dropping to 5%.
Toyota is investing $1 billion in a research company it's setting up in Silicon Valley to develop artificial intelligence and robotics. This is AP Radio News. NASA's Mars-orbiting MAVEN spacecraft has discovered that the sun likely robbed the red planet of its once-thick atmosphere and water. The project's Bruce Joukowsky says ancient Mars was different from the way it is now.
We see a different type of surface, one that had valleys that looked like they were carved by water, lakes that were standing for long periods of time. We see an environment that was much more able to support liquid water.
The scientists report that today solar wind is stripping away about 100 grams of atmospheric gas every second from Mars. The latest venture between a high fashion designer and a low price retailer produced long lines at H&M stores around the world yesterday, as the chain began selling dresses, purses, and other items from its collaboration with the French fashion house Balmain. Thursday night football saw the Bengals beat the Browns 31-10. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.